Dangerous Theories, July 29. For you, Lord, are good, and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Today there are coming into educational institutions and into the churches everywhere spiritualistic teachings that undermine faith in God and in His Word. The theory that God is an essence pervading all nature is received by many who profess to believe the Scriptures, but, however beautifully clothed, this theory is a most dangerous deception. It misrepresents God and is a dishonor to His greatness and majesty. And it surely tends not only to mislead, but to debase men and women. Darkness is its element, sensuality its sphere. The result of accepting it is separation from God. And to fallen human nature this means ruin. Our condition through sin is unnatural, and the power that restores us must be supernatural, else it has no value. There is but one power that can break the hold of evil from human hearts, and that is the power of God in Jesus Christ. Only through the blood of the Crucified One is there cleansing from sin. His grace alone can enable us to resist and subdue the tendencies of our fallen nature. The spiritualistic theories concerning God make His grace of no effect. If God is an essence pervading all nature, then He dwells in everyone, and in order to attain holiness, we have only to develop the power within us. These theories, followed to their logical conclusion, sweep away the whole Christian economy. They do away with the necessity for the atonement and make us our own Savior. These theories regarding God make His word of no effect, and those who accept them are in great danger of being led finally to look upon the whole Bible as a fiction. They may regard virtue as better than vice, but, having shut out God from His rightful position of sovereignty, they place their dependence upon human power, which, without God, is worthless. The unaided human will has no real power to resist and overcome evil. The defenses of the soul are broken down. Mankind has no barrier against sin. When once the restraints of God's Word and His Spirit are rejected, we know not to what depths one may sink. The revelation of Himself that God has given in His Word is for our study. This we may seek to understand. But beyond this we are not to penetrate.